Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 7 till the hour. Thank you for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with our good friend Eva Rosenberg. She's the author of Small Business Taxes Made Easy. She is the Tax Mama, taxmama.com. Please check that out when you get a chance. Her own website where you can find and get a lot smarter about your taxes, and especially with dealing with the IRS. She's a pro at that, and as you can tell. We've been talking about classification, employee classification. Are you doing the right thing? There is a place for 1099 activity. There's a place for 1099 contractors. But folks, we have to make sure that we don't abuse that, because you can get yourself into a real bind if you do. And that's what we've been talking about. And if you think you've gotten yourself into a bind and you need some help, the IRS, God bless them, everyone, has come up with this program called a Voluntary Classification Settlement Program, Form 8952, to help you come in out of the cold. You know, you'd like the spy who came in out of the cold, you can come in. But there are other things other forms, other types of classifications that I want you to talk to us about.
Jim, this is the problem still on this voluntary classification thing. You know, one of the conditions is that you have to issue 1099s. And under this new system where people are getting this 1099K from the bank or PayPal, you know, if you're paying somebody that way, you don't also issue them a 1099. Mm-hmm. So I pay a lot of people by credit card or PayPal,
really?
Which means I don't issue them a 1099. And so I asked IRS, what about if you're paying these people that way? How will you still qualify for this program? And they're researching that.
So if you pay somebody electronically,
right,
you don't have a 1099 because it shows up.
If you're paying them through their, you know, they accept credit cards.
Right.
If they accept credit cards or PayPal, they're going to get it from them,
right,
and instead of you double reporting it.
If you've got some misclassified employees that you've been paying by credit card or PayPal, you're saying, are they going to qualify under this reconciliation?
That's what we're asking. But one of the things that we learned, kind of a little secret, from one of the attorneys that was at the meeting, is that people have been presenting cases and clients to the IRS under this program, and IRS wants people to comply so badly that they will accept people under this 1% program even if they don't really comply. They will make allowances.
Huh.
It's a big secret, so shh.
So give it a shot is what you're saying.
So give it a shot.
Well, if you don't have 1099s and you think, well, wow, I'm really out in the cold, just go ahead and own up and say, hey, guys, will you help me? Do you do that? Do you need an enrolled agent to help you with this? So you need somebody to run interference for you, don't you?
You need someone to run interference, and you want someone to analyze this, because one of the things that didn't happen is IRS never worked out any arrangements with the state, and the state isn't in compliance with this. So if you come clean with the IRS, the state won't get a copy of the information, but you're suddenly going to start putting these people on payroll. Will the state come back and audit you for the previous years? We don't know. So you want someone to analyze the risks. This isn't for everybody, but those people who want to come clean, this is a really good deal from the IRS perspective.
But you need somebody. I'm calling it first contact, or close encounters of the first kind. You know, when you make the first contact, you need somebody to be kind of between you and them, to kind of, right? I mean, don't you need somebody to hold your hand and to make sure that you're plugging in the right way, so you don't in case there's an overzealous agent or something.
Yeah, I would work with an enrolled agent or a CPA, and if you really have some criminal issues, you may get an attorney involved. But most of the time, an enrolled agent or a CPA is going to do a perfectly good job for you on this.
I'm going to have to say, though, let me just say this. In my experience over the years, especially working with clients over the years, that when I had a consulting company, and whenever they got upside down with the IRS, my experience has been that IRS agents have been much more helpful than they ever were not helpful.
They have been. Most of the people I run into, and not all of them, but most of the people I run into at IRS have bent over backwards to be helpful. And as long as you get someone who's had their cup of coffee for the morning, you're cool.
Now, I'm not going to say the people on the telephone are all that helpful, because if you ever get them on the phone, that's the challenge. Hey, Eva, taxmama.com, right?
Taxmama.com. There's a lot of information, and I may be doing a free workshop on this for my members. So join TaxMama.com.
Join TaxMama.com, and you'll find out about that, and you get the free workshop. It's worth the effort. Hey, Eva, thanks for being here. Good job, as always. We'll see you next time.
Eva, have a less taxing day.
There you go. Eva Rosenberg, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back another day. I'll be back, but not today. I'm Jim Blassingame, signing off, saying always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.